Hello and welcome to another episode of the Brick House Podcast. I'm Bob Johnson.
And I'm Matt Baker. Bob, I would like to put this out there. There's been a lot of talk about super teams and how the Warriors are a super team, and Derrick Rose now is claiming that the Knicks are a super team. I would like to also claim that we are a super team.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Might as well.
Sure.
If the Knicks can claim it,
I figured that it's up for grabs.
Us and the dogs that are always interrupting the recordings of this podcast.
They're super.
I would be remiss if we didn't lead off with a good NBA conspiracy rumors.
Oh, man, what's going on in that department?
It's the middle of July, so that's what we're reduced to. And it's almost become an off-season tradition for James Harden to make headlines in July.
Right.
Last year, it was for dating Khloe Kardashian, getting drunk at nightclubs, and wearing Nike after Adidas gave him $200 million. This week, James Harden was implicated for an attack outside a Houston strip club at 2:30 in the morning. First off, we're back to a familiar scene of the crime as far as NBA controversies
strip
go.
Strip club.
Strip club, yeah. 2:30 in the morning.
Sure.
This is one that James Harden frequents. You know, he's a popular guy there at V-Live Strip Club in Houston.
Right.
But this involves the son of a former NBA superstar as well, Moses Malone Jr., who we all know is the son of Karl Malone. I think.
I said that to someone. I was reading the story, and the person said, "So is that the son of Moses Malone?" I said, "Yeah, probably." Probably.
Just coincidence.
Probably.
Moses apparently criticized Harden. Not apparently. He did criticize Harden on his Facebook page for charging $249 for Harden's two-day summer camp in Houston.
$249 for 2 days. Okay.
That's right. Yeah. He wrote that inner-city kids have no chance of going to Harden's camp at that price. He followed that up with 3 100 emojis. You know those 100 emojis?
Oh, yeah, right.
I don't know who started this keeping it 100 thing, but it seems to be a popular thing now.
Sure.
So 3 100 emojis followed by mad face. I think it's mad, angry face, yellow face emoji.
Right. Frustrated.
And then hashtag fact. He also called him Hollywood Harden in this post. Moses Malone Jr. was at V Nightclub and ended up being jumped by 4 guys who have since been arrested.
What a coincidence.
There's conflicting reports as to how it exactly happened. One of the 4 guys is supposedly the bouncer at the nightclub.
Oh.
Maybe he's gotten a few, you know, nice $100 tips from James Harden on his way in and out of the door. One report says that Malone was attacked when he was coming out of the nightclub. Another that he was attacked when he was pulling up to the nightclub at 2:30 in the morning. One report says that he was robbed at gunpoint. Another that he was robbed and at some point a 9mm handgun was flashed by one of the 4 assailants.
Wow.
His chain, his cell phone, and his car keys were stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 different reports valued the property between one article said it was $15,000 worth of property, the other $50,000. I guess that would probably be including the car, I would be assuming.
Sure. A lot of conflicting reports here.
There's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah.
First off, obviously one of the 2 people is lying. In fact, I don't know if Harden has even made a statement about this.
Right.
But Malone Jr. told police that it was Harden who hired or encouraged these guys to attack Malone Jr. because of the Facebook post.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, do you think $249 is a lot of money for a camp with one of the best basketball players in the world? I mean,
it's only a lot of money if no one's willing to pay for it.
Yeah, I suppose it's all relative. I was thinking if James Harden, top 10 player in the world, offered a camp for $5 or for free,
yeah,
inevitably, there would be way more kids that would want to go than could possibly fit into his basketball camp.
Right.
You know, inevitably, some people would be turned away.
I think the complaint probably shouldn't be on the amount of money, but if it was a bad camp. You know, if he was making these kids pay $250 for 2 days and then just not paying attention to them and not caring about them, then that's probably something that you could have a grievance with, you know?
Sure.
But do we know how many kids attended this camp?
I'm not sure the total amount of kids, but for me, I think some people in the Houston area would pay $250 just for a photo op and a handshake with
James
Harden.
Sure, like a jersey. Yeah, something.
One question I definitely have for these four guys, if they were acting on Harden's behalf, and Malone Jr. says that they actually said out loud during the attack, this is for that fucking Facebook post.
That wouldn't surprise me. I know that people who do things like that can be dumb and explain why they're doing things like that, which will lead, you know, the authorities to them.
No one hired us. Yeah, but it was all James Harden. Yeah. He lives in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
Oof, dumb. I'm glad you said the word dumb, because obviously it's senseless violence. The fact that the attack was over a kid's camp is just ridiculous. You know, what? Not a great example for the youngsters out there.
I'm looking at the camp, by the way. I found information on the camp. It's 2 days, as we discussed. It's for grades 1 through 12.
Right.
$249. It's only 3 hours a day.
Okay.
But each camper receives an autograph from James Harden. The item will be provided. No outside items permitted. A limited edition James Harden Adidas gear package, which includes a t-shirt, shorts, and sling bag, and a camp team photo with James Harden.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good deal. You know why no outside items are allowed, of course. And so James Harden can't tell a kid, like, sorry, I'm contractually obligated never to sign that fucking Nike thing.
Yeah, you know? Right.
I can't even touch it. My hands will turn to fire.
Sure. What do we think the item is? Like a flyer that...
Oh, who knows? Who knows? But could be a mini basketball or something like that.
Throughout the two-day camp, James Harden and our camp coaches will offer tips and instructions. Campers will experience various stations specializing in fundamental basketball skills and will participate in games and contests. Campers will be placed in small groups by age to ensure that each child gets maximum instruction.
Campers will receive zero defensive instruction.
Yeah.
And 4 hours total of flopping neck exercises.
We'll be staffed by some of the area's top high school and college coaches. So if for an eighth grader, maybe getting a look at by some of the high school coaches is important. So I think it's worth it. I'm in on this.
Okay, well, the Rockets are one of my favorite teams. James Harden, a great player on that team. But just for controversy's sake, let's imagine that Harden is acting like some sort of fucking Martin Scorsese character, sending out hits on players that are denigrating him on social media.
Right.
It would make a lot of sense that Harden signed this $118 million extension when he did.
Sure.
The sports camp and the attack all happened before this July 1st deadline, by the way.
So if he knew some things were going to come out, he would want to sign as quickly as possible.
Exactly. And if it were to come out that Harden is, you know, ordering people to rob and attack former NBA stars' children, that's got to be one of the worst, like, celebrity violence charges since OJ, I think, you know? I was starting to think about it. There's a few other ones, of course. There's Kobe's rape charge.
Oh, yeah. That's
Gilbert Arenas bringing guns into the locker room.
Yeah.
And, of course, Ron Artest running into the stands and punching fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's really not a lot of history of anyone kicking ass in the NBA and being a winner since the 1980s. The league has really changed, but yeah, if James Harden is in any way found out responsible for this, man, that is just crazy. I don't know if you can void that $118 million extension. I know you could be suspended for some part of
sure.
it, for which you wouldn't get paid.
Yeah, it's tough because, you know, the players' union will always fight for the guy if they try and void it, so you don't know how much can be done there, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
You know, I wanted to compare it to some other camps just to give you a different idea. This is actually on the low end of the spectrum from some other stuff that I found. Trey Lyles, the Kentucky grad who plays for the Utah Jazz now, he hosted a camp in Indiana for $2 a day.
Interesting.
$2 a day, and that money goes to charity. And Trey Lyles, in the article I read, says that he matches that money for each camper.
Oh, man. So he's going to have to fork over like $100.
Yeah, for the price of a Whataburger, Trey Lyles will get you into his camp. On the other end of the spectrum, Stephen Curry had a summer camp this summer for $2,250.
Whoa.
That does not include airfare and travel to Hawaii, where the camp is located. So quite a different thing. But this one, of course, the controversy before James Harden was ordering hits on people, the biggest controversy for summer camp was the Steph Curry camp.
Yeah.
$2,000 does sound like a lot of money, mm-hmm. but of course you have to look at what is actually included in this camp.
Yeah.
It's an overnight camp for starters.
Right.
So 3 nights, campers are staying at BYU Hawaii location on the north shore of Oahu. Pretty choice location for starters. Yeah.
Not better than Houston though, Bob. But anyway, continue.
Well, yeah, there's no field trips to V Live strip club, yeah, I guess. Yeah. The session features designated times for autograph and photo sessions with Steph Curry. The player to coach ratio at this camp is 8-1. The overnight campers stay in the campus dorms. They provide meals. You know, there's a variety of 5-on-5, 3-on-3 drills. Every camper gets a reversible Stephen Curry camp jersey, T-shirt, headband, certificate, and more. And the session concludes with a family meal and award ceremony on Tuesday, July 5th. So, again, it all is really it comes down to supply and demand.
Yeah. You know?
And there's not a lot of kids from Oakland that are going to be flying to Hawaii. In fact, I figure Steph Curry has probably got Barack Obama on his social media watch, you know?
Probably.
And if anybody talks shit about Steph Curry's $2,000 camp, Social Security will just drop them in the middle of the Pacific Ocean somewhere. Social Security.
Secret Service. Either one. Chris Mullin Jr. better watch out that he doesn't talk trash about Steph Curry's camp on the internet.
Yeah.
You never know what will descend upon Chris Mullin Jr. I don't know if there's actually a Chris Mullin Jr., Bob. Social Security can figure that one out.
Wouldn't have been surprised if this super villainous story about jumping people that talk shit on social media came out about Kevin Durant, because I expect Kevin Durant to become the NBA's next supervillain. And for that sake, I had some suggestions for how KD should structure pay for his summer camp. Are you familiar with the Wu-Tang album that came out a couple
of
years ago?
The one with that Martin Shkreli bought?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Instead of
making an album and selling them online like Louis C.K. for $5, or going the traditional route of selling CDs or getting money on Spotify, iTunes, and so on, Wu-Tang decided to make one copy of their album and sell it for $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I suggest Kevin Durant should start the bidding for Silicon Valley guys. And you should open it up to beyond kids, because most kids aren't billionaires, you know. But there's plenty of Silicon Valley, like 20-somethings that act like kids,
right?
That would fork over a bunch of money. In fact, why don't we see if Martin Shkreli likes basketball? Him
sure.
and KD could be the two supervillains working together.
Yeah, it'd be like one of those, you know, those baseball camps they do for the 40-year-olds and 50-year-olds?
Oh, like fantasy camps?
Yeah, fantasy camps. The KD Silicon Valley 25-year-old hotshot camp.
Yeah, we just play basketball and go around, like, knocking kids' lunch trays on the ground.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Matt, I don't know if you've heard this, but DeMarcus Cousins is not a fan of the Los Angeles Clippers.
Oh yeah? I'm not surprised.
I present Exhibit Q at this point, but came out over the summer. He was interviewed during a Team USA practice, or maybe it was after a Team USA practice, about the All-NBA team.
Right.
I think he made the second All-NBA team this year, but says that he definitely should have made the first team, and really the only reason he didn't was media bias and people talking shit about his character and so on.
Oh, why would they ever do that?
This is not something that would come as a surprise from DeMarcus Cousins. Yeah, I think I'm better than you think I am. I
mean, right.
When he was drafted, he thought he was the best player in the draft. Said as much, even though his teammate and one of his best friends was drafted first that year, John
sure.
Wall. The guy who did make first-team All-NBA center, DeAndre Jordan, was at this very Team USA practice where DeMarcus Cousins is saying, you know who's a scrub that I'm better than?
Yeah.
DeAndre.
He should have just took it to the floor right there.
Well, it seems like he is looking to prove himself in Team USA that already in the first exhibition game against Argentina. First of all, Cousins has supposedly dropped 20 pounds since the season ended.
Wow.
And in 16 minutes against Argentina, he had 14 points and 15 rebounds. Pretty beastly. I think there's going to be a lot of careers that are altered after this summer with USA basketball. It seems like a lot of players, especially young ones, often make a leap.
Right.
After spending the summer with the best players in the country.
Yeah.
So Cousins will always be one to follow for interesting, funny storylines. But of course, I think the best storyline of Team USA is Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson all being on that team, sharing the floor with Kyrie Irving, especially, who, you know, they probably most likely will face again in the NBA finals.
Yeah, right. I think Durant said something about how he didn't even realize or didn't dawn on him that he was playing with his future teammates.
And he really didn't give a lot of thought to it. He always said all year, like, I haven't even thought about free agency.
Yeah.
Maybe he was telling the truth.
Yeah, he's didn't think about it so much that he just hasn't. He's continued not to think about it. I love it.
Matt, in this next segment, I'd like to sort of anticipate and predict the level of love or hate that we are going to expect the Warriors to receive in the 2016-2017 NBA season. I made a list of things that people say that they hate but can't seem to look away from or get enough of. To wit, here we go. Freeway accidents.
Sure.
Can't stop, can't look away, right?
Yeah.
Donald Trump.
Can't look away.
Obvious. Reality TV. It seems like that's all TV is anymore.
Fast and Furious movies.
Fast and Furious. I had that on
there. Oh, you have that on there. Nice.
The O.J. Simpson trial.
Sure.
Chuck Lorre television shows.
Oh, man, he's everywhere.
Foreign oil. Can't quit it, man.
Can't quit it.
Simple carbohydrates and sweatshop labor. Who doesn't love that? I know the
yeah.
I know the big shoe companies love it.
Basically everything on this table now is made by some little kid overseas.
So for all the boos and hate I expect the Warriors to receive, I don't think it's going to be the same level as when LeBron went to Miami. All these things that I listed are things that people, you know, say they hate, but I just don't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Fast and Furious or someone like Justin Bieber, anyone you ask, they're like, no, yeah, that movie's kind of a joke, or that singer's kind of a joke, right? But somehow they're making billions of dollars.
Right, right. We all go see it.
I think, you know, everyone watches or enjoys it and pays their money and tells their friends that they enjoy it through this veil of, like, mockery and ridicule. Maybe that's how people will treat the Golden State Warriors this year while they watch 81 games of their regular season.
Right.
Romp through the NBA. When LeBron went to Miami, it seemed like much more vitriolic. Of course, the Warriors haven't started touring around the NBA yet, and I'm sure they're going to get boos, of course, in Oklahoma City and elsewhere.
Right.
But I anticipate that everyone's going to be sort of loving these guys.
Oh, yeah. We're all going to love it, even if we say we don't.
And fellow NBA players have to say that they're disgusted by this new super team. But whether they want
wait,
to
wait, which? The Knicks super team? Oh, sorry. Sorry. The Warriors. I forgot. You have to be more specific.
Yeah, Jay Crowder had a summer camp of his own. You know, and the Boston Celtics were the other team that I guess was on the cusp of maybe signing Kevin Durant.
Right.
He really liked that Tom Brady was a part of their pitch. But Jay Crowder's pissed off because he feels like they spilled all the beans about the Warriors. The Celtics were, in fact, the only team last year to beat the Warriors and the Cavs on the road.
Right, yeah.
They beat both of those teams on their home floor. Oh, at his summer camp, his camper asked him, who's the toughest guy in the NBA to guard? To which he said, Kevin Durant, to which his summer campers just started booing. You got to love Boston.
Yeah.
You know? Even at 9 years old, they're sure. already jerk-offs. Jay Crowder said this to MassLive.com. We were the only team in the NBA to beat both on their home court, the only team in the NBA. And we told him, we played him clips of both games and told him basically the scouting report for how we guarded Steph and Clay, our entire game plan, basically. That's what made me mad. We fucking told him everything we do to beat these guys, and we beat them, and we went and joined them. I mean, that's part of the process, but I did not think he would go to those two teams. I felt like afterward I was talking to Isaiah, like maybe after you sit back, you shouldn't have told him everything. But who the fuck thought he was going to Golden State realistically? It was like a slap in the face for us, basically. Which Whoa. Was the headline everywhere. Jay yeah. Crowder slapped in the face.
Yeah.
By Kevin Durant.
That is interesting. They would just lay out an entire game plan to a free agent who's not committed to the team.
Well, prior to Kevin Durant even coming to the Warriors, 73-9, the entire NBA has to make plans for how to beat that team.
Sure.
You know? But yeah, a little premature for giving him all the jewels.
It's not even like he was a shoe-in for the Celtics. And like, we got this. Just tell him everything. He'll love it. We have Horford. He'll love it.
Right. They expected him to go back to Oklahoma City. Even Jay Crowder said as much.
So were they just giving him tips on how Oklahoma City could beat the Warriors then? Take these when you go back to Oklahoma City, take these.
Supposedly. I mean, I guess it's not a bad strategy that KD went around to the Spurs and the Warriors, the Celtics,
just
some of the best
teams. Game plans.
Yeah.
Yeah. He visited the Cavs just because.
You know, maybe it's part of KD embracing this new villain role, but I don't know if you saw that he got a new tattoo of Tupac Shakur.
Oh, wow.
Previously, Kevin Durant actually has a ton of tattoos. I'm not sure on the amount.
They're pretty well hidden, though.
Yeah, you wouldn't know it.
Right.
You wouldn't know he has any tattoos because so far his strategy has been to place them on places where when he's wearing a basketball jersey, no one can see.
Yeah.
Nothing on the arms, nothing on the neck, right?
This Tupac tattoo. Go to marketability a little bit.
Maybe. But this Tupac tattoo covers his entire leg.
I'm looking at it right now, and that is a... That is a giant tattoo. His legs, to be fair, he doesn't have giant legs.
He's a pretty skinny leg.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my guess is he feels like maybe all eyes are on him.
Okay.
Know? Eyes with a Z, though.
Yeah.
ESPN called it a way of showing his, quote, California love.
Oh. Continue.
Oh, also part of this tattoo is also a Wu-Tang sign at the bottom of the tattoo.
Oh, there it is, yeah.
Which is, another Martin Shkreli.
Shkreli,
yeah. You know, mentioned throwback there. KD, similar to his super team tweet, he tweeted 5 years ago, what the fuck is everybody doing going to Miami and the Lakers? Why does everybody want to go there? I thought we're supposed to be competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, people are going to throw that tweet back in his face now that he's joined possibly the biggest super team ever.
Right.
He also tweeted a couple years back that Tupac was never one of his favorite rappers.
Did he really?
And that little Wheezy he thought was way more creative.
Wow, what else has this guy tweeted that he's going to...
People change.
Pull a fast one, sure.
People change, apparently.
Sure.
But yeah, if it's not one of your favorite rappers, you'd think, like, you only have two legs, you know?
Yeah, if he ever tweeted, I'm so happy my name is Kevin Durant, there's no way I'll ever change my name to anything else.
Yeah.
We should look for a Kevin Durant name change coming soon.
Meta Slim Reaper?
Yeah, something like that. Wupac Shakur?
Matt, there's only a few NBA free agents left to sign.
Who do we have?
It's kind of a murderer's row of knuckleheads.
Yeah.
Headlined by Lance Stephenson and Dion Waiters, but there's much more than that. Here's a few of the guys I picked up. Still haven't been signed.
Still floating around.
One guy that was just signed yesterday, Gerald Green.
Right, to the Celtics.
Celtics signed him on a one-year minimum deal. Here's some of the other people that are still free agents. Ty Lawson. Maybe one of the fastest falls from grace.
Oh yeah, well,
in recent memory.
He has some stuff he needs to work out.
JaVale McGee can't get a team. JJ Hixon.
How has Hixon not gotten a team? You would think just by Does he have baggage? Oh well, he had some stuff towards the end of the year, didn't he?
JJ Hixon, yeah, he's a huge head case.
Right.
He played in the Philippines. That. Even the Sacramento Kings didn't want him. J.R. Smith is still in contract negotiations with Cleveland. He's reported to want $15 million a year.
Can they can't give him that, can they?
They can give a player
that's... Bird rights?
Yeah, I mean...
So they can even... But there's a max cap, I guess. I guess they haven't hit that yet, so...
Well, they haven't signed LeBron yet officially either.
Sure. Oh, true.
Another Smith that's available, Josh Smith. I'm still expecting him to go back to the Atlanta Hawks
at some point. Maybe halfway through the year.
Kendrick Perkins and Meta World Peace, they might just be postponing their retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Klee Anthony Early, you know what I was talking about, strip clubs at 2:30 in the morning?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he really didn't have a bad reputation until he got shot outside of one at 2:30 in the morning, maybe why he can't get a team.
If he goes, he can just go to Houston, then, you know,
yeah.
Just hang out with James.
Brandon Dawson. He was drafted by the Clippers and punched his girlfriend this summer, so he's not good enough. He's not Jordan Hill-level girlfriend puncher to sign to a team, so I guess he's going to stay a free agent.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have the baddest of them all, Tyler Hansborough and Ryan Kelly, still free agents from Duke in North Carolina.
Hansborough hasn't just lucked his way into a $7 million a year deal somewhere?
Yeah, you would think with Michael Jordan's affinity for white power forwards, he would be
from
all
Carolina?
Over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and one more guy, an unsigned free agent who's been around the block enough for maybe teams to think, we know what we're getting with this guy, and maybe we don't want it. It's sad to say, but Amari Stoudemire.
Oh, wow.
Still does not have an NBA team.
Stoudemire could be a mid-season ad somewhere. Once teams kind of shake out and you see where they are.
Maybe his knees would survive, you know, March through a playoff run.
Right.
But a full NBA season, not so much.
Yo mama is so fat!
Matt, we've got the diss of the week here.
Mm.
And it's got to be about James Harden, of course. This comes from the comments section of a Deadspin article. There's some great comedy writers in the comments section of Deadspin.
Yeah.
This one, the username is Obscure Simpsons Reference, who wrote, James Harden has not been charged with or accused of any wrongdoing. Phew, I feel much better knowing Harden won't have to defend anything here.
That's great.
A zinger.
Yeah. It's almost too easy, but he pulled it off.
On the next episode of Brick House.
I think you might have heard by now that commendably the NBA pulled their 2017 All-Star game from Charlotte.
But China's still cool.
Right.
But China is okay.
Yeah, the Super Friends, Melo, LeBron James, Chris Paul, and Dwayne Wade all addressed the world at the ESPYs about the recent death of African-Americans at the hands of police. The WNBA has been fining players who have chosen to speak out.
Yeah, those were all rescinded, by the way. I saw.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. That's great. After Carmelo said, stop fining WNBA players, you pay them $15 an hour.
After an NBA player actually showed interest in the WNBA, they're like, oh, maybe we should.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is ridiculous, too, because I feel like the WNBA is, you know, mostly owned by the NBA. So why would they fine WNBA players but not fine
NBA players? Right, because LeBron, that's what I heard people say, because they had the whole hands up, don't shoot shirts, so they didn't get fined.
Right.
Yeah, it seemed like they were selectively punishing.
I'm really proud to be a fan of this progressive league. I don't know if it's the most progressive league in the world, because a couple years ago I got really into curling while watching the Winter Olympics.
Every 4 years we all get into curling. Don't worry about it.
I feel like that Scottish curling league might be the most progressive league in the world, but the NBA is up there.
Yeah.
My worry or my wonder is, what would Adam Silver and the NBA do if Donald Trump wins the presidential election? Would they just go to their normal routine of wearing anti-Trump, anti-racist sort of shirts? Or would they try and move the NBA to like Europe or South America?
Wow.
Would Donald Silver ban Trump from the country? Does he have the ability to do that? Like he banned Donald Sterling from the NBA?
Okay. No.
And, yeah. You know, we reported that in presidential years, when the Western Conference team wins, the Republican wins the presidential election.
Right.
So we sacrifice the 2016 Warriors to these political gods so that the Republicans won't win this year.
So if Trump wins, what you're saying is the Warriors didn't die for this.
Exactly.
What you're
exactly.
saying.
But hopefully we could just have it be a hypothetical, speculative podcast rather than a doom and immediate future come November.
You know, Bob, we're going to need to talk. We're going to need a lot of stuff to talk about over the next few months. So
made up hypotheticals, universes.
Yeah, sure.
Start there.
Mm-hmm.
I love Adam Silver. Very proud of him for moving the All-Star game. And I'm starting a new hashtag.
China's still cool.
China's still
hashtag cool. China's okay. No,
and sorry. Also Adam Silver 2020.
Oh man.
President.
Against Kanye. That it's shaping up to be a great 2020 presidential
Cuban,
election.
Cuban, Silver, Kanye.
Yeah.
That's 2/3 NBA.
Yeah.
Well, Kanye's got kind of NBA ties. Well,
I think it just said Kanye and Durant are working on a new shoe, or is that what I saw?
No,
or
can't
Curry?
Because he's Adidas. Kanye, he must be Rose or Lillard or one of their Adidas guys.
Yeah, it might be that. I don't know. Yeah.
We'll tell you about all these fictional realities and more.
Harden and Kanye.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
The Adidas guy.
Yeah.
Swag.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it'll be the Assaulters Adidas shoes. New, good for kicking Malone Jr.'s assholes.
Yeah, yeah.
Until next time, then, Matt. Enjoy your week. Talk to you all soon.